Hi, right, this is Sidestepper. You're listening to Kill Radio in LA.
Yeah, we got Sidestepper here.
It's
feeling good. Feeling good to put Celso Piña together next to Sidestepper. And in between there, we sandwiched a little bit of Carlos Vives. That comes from his album La Tierra del Olvido. And that was one that was actually produced by Richard Blair, who is Sidestepper's alter ego, along with help with Iván Benavides, who is a songwriter and actually the singer on this song, Campo. He also does a large part of the songwriting for Sidestepper. We have an interview coming up with Sidestepper in just a moment. Tenemos una entrevista con Sidestepper de Bogotá, Colombia. Música muy chingón. So stick around for all of that. This one will be in English, lo siento, pero esta vez en inglés. Pero es una entrevista muy interesante. ¿Tienes un poquito de inglés? Por favor, espérate, porque esta entrevista fue muy, muy ching.
Soy de la ciudad, como sigo yo, soy de la ciudad, soy del campo, y ahora yo. Thank you.
Shape. Don't you know we not the beats we trust? We got the power to shake it like an earthquake. Don't you know we not the beats we trust? Where they come and collect it, Kumbaya select it. Don't you know we not the beats we choose? Different folks, different strokes, got to rock that boat. Won't you climb this musical road to unify culturally, because the world wants to be at one. With the vibes and the mellow, hello, this my kind of karma. The crew's no drama. Written for the tongues who spit it out like a llama. Hola, como estas? Don't you know when the beats we trust me, ball, we can shape it into a better shape. We got the power to shake it like an earthquake. Ignorance, the facts and know the fate. The world born to today. Great Britain, marvelous. Watch the catch, Colombian green tea, my personal match. One old folk tale of Kumbaya, my lord, coming through like a vocal cord. Don't you know we not the beats we trust? Don't you know we not the beats we trust? Don't you know we not the beats we trust?
In just a moment, we're going to go to that interview with Sidestepper, with Richard Blair. Just before we do, I want to give you a little bit of background. This was recorded in a space called Lunario in Mexico City, next to the Auditorio Nacional in DF. They were there for a short tour in Mexico, and I was fortunate enough to be able to hook up with them while they were there. And we met backstage. They did several shows. They did actually one in Los Angeles along that tour. They have a new album coming out, well, we hope soon. Possibly they're going to have their first single, La Paloma, available on their website at www.sidestepper.com, so you can look for that. Primero Concion, yo creo primero es disponible en el sitio de Sidestepper. Sidestepper.com. You can look for that. I just don't want to talk too much, man. This music's too good, right? Let's get to that interview.
We can shape it into a better shape. Don't you know we not the beats we trust? We got the power to shake it like an earthquake. Don't you know we not the
Lunario in DF. We're here in Mexico City with Sidestepper. They just finished a performance here. I'm sitting here backstage talking to Richard Blair. The first single from your new album is La Paloma, is that correct?
Yes, it is, yeah.
And what's the story? I know that there's some history behind the title of that song.
Well, there is an added significance after this tour, because the a paloma in Latin culture, in Latin music culture, the a paloma, dove, is a very common metaphor for a woman, you know, and it's a common sort of image, you know, to use for a woman. So the lyrics talk about a woman, the paloma, and da-da-da. It's this sort of fleeting beauty that you can't quite capture. And we've just had 3 days of the worst luck in the world, including a bird in the engine of a plane that we were going on from, I forget now, somewhere from LA to Dallas, I think. So it was like the revenge of the Paloma.
Is there an, I thought I had read somewhere that there was another significance to that, to a series of, I don't know if it was concerts or something, where you back at the whole beginning of Sidestepper were DJing some series of events. Is there something to that also?
As the Paloma?
Yeah,
well, in Colombia, I do a lot of DJing. We have sound system parties where I DJ and Goyo, the rapper, Kike, the percussionist. We have extra rappers, even horn players. Teto, the guitar player, gets involved as well. So before we came away this time, we were doing a series of parties in Colombia to promote this new single, La Paloma. Yeah.
Okay, so then also the new album, is it ready yet? I know that it... I remember the last time I spoke to you that we got this down on tape. It was more than a year ago, and you thought it was going to be out in a few months. So is it almost here now?
Yeah, well, it always takes a long time. This one has taken longer than normal. But it's really, really close. Next week, we go back to Colombia tomorrow, Sunday, and next week are the final adjustments to the mixes. Yeah, so it's ready. And before we came away, I was working, you know, all the hours at God Sends to basically to hear mixes that make me convinced that there's a record there. It's so close, but when one does everything, in a sense, you know, I kind of write the tunes and produce it and record it and do the beats and arrange it and edit it and everything else. There's a problem with perspective, you know, when you work on something for a year. So at the end of the process, it's very important psychologically to hear something that sounds like a record. And before I came away, there are 10 mixes that sound like a record. So we're very, very close now. Yeah,
that's good. I definitely look forward to hearing it. I'm sure a lot of the people who are listening right now also as well are looking forward to hearing it. Last time I spoke to you also, you said that the first, well, with More Grip and 3AM, that you hadn't planned on how you were going to work things out live when you went into the studio. It was just to create the music. This time, did you take a different approach, or was it the same way?
It was a little different because for the first time, the people who you saw tonight recorded the record. And Sidestepper previously was kind of a studio project that then got taken on the road, got adapted and session players hired to do the shows. But this time it really feels like it's a band, and this particular lineup of people, it's very special for me, because it feels like you know, at my age you shouldn't be able to do this. You shouldn't be able to have a band that feels like a bunch of mates on the corner, age 17. You all grew up together, you hang out together, you eat the same food, you go through poverty, riches, everything together. And we have that, and we had it before we started to make the record, which I think has made a major difference. So yeah, it does sound more like a band. It's more live. And I think the reason it's taken so long is that I had a record maybe 6 months ago that sounded... It's a fantastic record, but it sounded like a band and there wasn't quite enough Sidestepper in it. So I've spent a lot of studio time kind of making it Sidestepper, but the exciting thing for me now is that we can go and tour this record with the people who made it. And on the, you know, there's a plan for the cover of the artwork to actually start to feature the people who are in the band. And it's a curious thing to define because it's still me. This is what we hear is still Sidestepper. But the influence, I'm taking more and more of a backseat. And it's a very subtle thing, but I'm just allowing people to shine more and more and more. So this time, the contribution of all the players and singers, of Ivan, the guy I write the songs with, has been more intimate and more natural than ever before. So if we get the mix right, I think this is, for me, it's the best record yet.
Well, when I see you live, definitely you guys have the feeling of a band. And now you've also added a guitar player. And how has that changed things?
Oh, enormously, because it's obviously electronic music and there's a lot of sequence, and you know, my whole tip is to find the it's a fine point between repeating yourself too much and where the repetition becomes the trance that works. just to find the few elements in a mix that you can repeat and repeat and repeat, and they won't stand repetition. And it's not just electronic music that does that. You know, African music is full of this thing, salsa music, the tumbao, where just a tune just starts to go like a train and you're off, you know. So with Teto, this guitar player, I've known him for a long time. We met when we made a record together for Carlos Vives, and he was the musical director and guitar player. And that was 10 years ago, and I thought he was good then. But in the subsequent years, he's continued to get better and better and better. And I think he's a world-class player. You know, of all the guitar players I saw at Real World, all the players I've seen everywhere in the world, and he is of a level that is, well, for me, he's my favourite player in the world. And live, because so much of it is sequenced, a proposito, you know, deliberately, he is like a wild card. He plays different every night. The whole point is that he has no parts to play. And he just brings something very fresh and very live and very kind of random and different every night. And the fact that there's different things going on, we do improvise certain parts of the show anyway, but he just helps. It helps everybody because he... And tonight, it's a shame the listeners can't hear what he did tonight, but there was a moment in the tune Hoy Tenemos where he made me stop playing to listen to him. I actually stopped playing. I thought, God, that is just sensational. And I stopped playing to listen to what he was doing. So for me, it's a real honour and a treat to have him in the band.
No, definitely for my own ears, I've heard like a new dimension to the band. And hearing him play, everything sounds so completely effortless too.
Yeah, and I think in the record, people will be able to hear this because... Again, I just sort of stood back a little bit more this time, and in a good half of the tunes on the record, he played most of the parts that form the harmony of the tune. So there's more guitar on this record than ever before. It's not so much of a... It was an adornment, really, in the previous records, and this time it's a major feature.
You know, I haven't asked you yet. What is the title of the new album going to be?
I think it's going to be Continental, and if I'm wrong, then you've had an exclusive. But I think that's what it's going to be. Yeah.
Okay, right on. Well, I know that
you.
Continental. I like the sound of it. Yeah, it sounds sounds like your little jet set, a little bit world music, and
it's going to be Intercontinental, but Sidestepper Intercontinental is a bit of a mouthful, I think.
Well, Continental fits the Americas, no?
Yeah, exactly. And there's another very, very strong element that was beginning to surface in the last record, and this time it's very prominent. And it's kind of Nigeria. There's a lot of African sound in this new record, but especially Nigeria. And I need to find out the actual roots of it and talk to anthropologists, but I'm convinced that there's a major link between Nigeria and Colombia in their music, and there's a kind of triangle going on in this record, which is Jamaica, Nigeria, Colombia. And there's a fourth element, which is the one I'm kind of most happy about in a way. It's the most innovative, which is country music. And country music in all its forms, there's a music in Vallenato called Vallenato in Colombia. Any country music, basically. Not thinking about country and western, but music from the countryside, traditional folkloric music made for drinking and dancing. And there's a kind of Anglo version of that we've got into this record, I think, which I'm really happy about, you know.
Actually, the African aspect, I didn't hear it as much tonight as when last time I heard you guys in Los Angeles. I was definitely hearing that coming through, and I wanted to ask you about that. But you're mentioning that about tracing that back. I recently, in my own neighborhood where I live, came across a person who has a shop set up dedicated to orishas. He's from Colombia, but he's mestizo. But he lived in Nigeria in a town called Shango. He studied there for I think 12 years. And I got into a conversation with him just passing by his shop one night with a friend of mine. And One of the things that he said to me that I remember standing out was he said, a lot of people don't realize this, but the beat for cumbia is the rhythm for Obatala. It is the Obatala rhythm from Nigeria, and it's just spread and traveled around and in Colombia and in parts here of Mexico also, where there's some of the Afro-Mexican culture. They have their own cumbia as well, that where it's been translated into a new context. Obatala, who is the deity of the mountains. Yeah, so, which is really fascinating for me to think of that and, you know that for somebody in Nigeria, it's that rhythm has an energy that carries a mystical and a spiritual entity with it.
Yeah, no, that's wild. Thank you. Thank you for telling me that. And I came to it through Fela, more than anything, and Afrobeat. And there's a rhythm which is like a very dubby version of cumbia called a buyarengue, and it's based on the fours, like a ch 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 with the semilla, like some kind of seed-based shaker that plays on the downbeat. And 90% of Fela Kuti's tunes have this beat going on. And the drums play a syncopated thing then, and almost nobody plays the one. They're all syncopated except the shaker, which kind of marks the... And it's almost the origins of house music too, because it's the four on the floor thing, but instead of doing it with a bass drum, they do it with a shaker. And that's where I found the connection most sort of intimately between buyarengue and Afrobeat. But that's wild. You've got to tell me that name again. I'm terrible with names.
Obatala.
Obatala. Obatala. Okay.
Yeah, which I'm sure you've heard different things. No? Really, like with Afro-Cuban music, they have tributes to Obatala, things. I'm sure that there has to be something like that in Colombia also. Yeah.
I know the Bata in Cuba, obviously, and there's a whole thing with Santeria and Chango. But the Abatala, the extended word, I've never heard that.
You know, I'm no expert. It's my own, maybe my own pet fancy to explore these things, but I'm by no means an expert on this. But that was somebody that I had a chance to encounter with. It was at an incredible depth of knowledge in these things that I'm hoping to have on my radio program very soon.
Yeah, well, I think there's also, apart from those specific connections of Jamaica, Niger, Jamaica and Colombia is another one. Although they're not in today's world very connected, the musically they're cousins. The skank in reggae, that chink 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 chink, and you have cumbia. And in cumbia they do it with a big maraca, and in reggae they do it with a guitar, but it's the same beat. But aside from those specific connections, after DJing for a long time, whatever, how many years I've been doing it, I think there are certain tempos where you can find expressions of those sort of rhythms in many different cultures in the world. There's one that's around sort of 80 to 90, 92 beats a minute, and that's hip hop, trip hop, dub, very slow Afro beats, cumbia. There's a whole bunch of rhythms and as a DJ you can go from cumbia to hip hop to dub, and it all just follows a nice line. There's another one which is around 105 to 111, and again it's funk, faster hip hop tunes. There are rhythms in faster cumbias, puya, yeah, you know, faster dancehall tunes. And then there is a faster one still, which is where house music came from, which is sort of 115, 16 to up to 120, 24, something like that. And then there's a really crazy one, which is kind of no holds barred, which is sort of 140, 50, 60. Which is a bit of a diversion, but brings me to another thing we tried to go for on this record. Listening again to a lot of African music, they can play very, very fast dance music, but the vocal line, the top line, is incredibly mellow, and the singers or the top line is very, very chilled. And it's, to me, it's the sort of precursor of dub. It's like dub done without machines, and to me, That's uncanny that you should say that. That's exactly what I was going to say. It's and King Sunny again. It's Nigeria, but King Sunny Ade and Juju is exactly the vibe. And there is a tune on the record called Vola Vola, which is started out life as a champeta, basically, and it still is. And champeta is the Colombian version of sucus or high life, with lots of guitars and very fast and a four on the floor bass drum. But the vocal line, because it was very Colombian, it just sounded too extrovert to me. And we just managed to kind of chill the tune out so that it has this juju vibe. So that it's a very, very fast dance tune, but it has this kind of chill out dub vibe to it.
I'm looking forward to hearing that. It all sounds very interesting. I know you guys are really tired and you're headed back to Colombia tomorrow, so... I thank you for your time, and I look forward to the next time that we can speak.
Well, thanks very much, David. And I know you came all the way from Oaxaca to see this gig, so thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Y eso fue la entrevista. Fue una conversación, platicar muy, muy ching, pero no fue más tiempo. La gente allá, ellos fue muy cansado y yo creo todos quieren salir, pero Richard no piense de eso porque fuimos en platicar muy, muy profundo, pero está bien, está bien. Otra vez, así es sabroso. Eso fue el programa por hoy. Tenemos dos más canciones de Sidestepper. Entonces me voy. Muchas gracias por escuchar. Y también ayer aquí en Los Ángeles fue una protesta contra la guerra. Here in Hollywood, many people came out. And I know some people were disappointed because the numbers were not too big the way that they wanted. But people are listening now. It's getting out in the media finally. Finally it's out in the media. And if you look at the polls, Georgian Republicans are looking too healthy right now. So stay out there. Keep speaking up. Next weekend on the 25th, there's some events happening that are focused on what's happening with immigration and what's happening with the Border Patrol and this new bill that just passed the House that would criminalize any illegal alien living here and would forbid police departments to treat them as anything other than criminals, which is just completely, not only is it moronic, it's just hideous, and it's just a knee-jerk racist attitude that we've got to stomp out. So please get out the next Saturday on the 25th. If you need more information for that, I don't know if we have it here at the Kill Radio website. You can look at www.killradio.org. Or you can go to the KPFK website, www.kpfk.org. And I know that they do have it posted on their website, so you can find out more details as to the time and location, because I'm not exactly certain on those. Again, this was Sopraoso, where the funk with a thousand faces knows no borders. Please, come on back next week. Next week, yo creo tenemos una entrevista con el DJ de Oaxaca, Sonidero Barón. Y no es cierto ahora, pero posible también. Very be careful. Ellos están en the South by Southwest Festival esta semana. Y buenos suerte por ellos por eso. Y queremos platicar con ellos en la próxima semana, pero no tengo confirmación de eso ahora. Y otra vez, muchísimas gracias por escuchar Sopraoso, música para tu madre.
To riddle with the hills, so people whine and giggle. Come to the orchestra tonight, we feature in the fiddles. They wanna dance a little, charanga in the middle. Pull your ring, whoa. I make the rebels say kill, mojitos make them a bull. Forget the wolves, strive to write, but itch is giving trouble. I am a free spirit, I love to whip this ticket. Don't like the vice, I put the people in a proper panic.
I'm pretty critical, people so cynical. We get to be spiritual, all about the physical. And a rap stop shoot with no principle. Would a slam in the girl, dirty or clinical. But a jar of crumbs out a hen a funeral. Mama bad, I want a hysterical. Then try to tell us where you get accidental. But you have 70 to 80, not job, you're